You've got a bit of a connection with this neck of the woods up this way. Enlighten our listeners. What is it?
I've got a few connections. My wife's from Deniliquin, so she loves the Yipmuster. My goddaughter is from Gagari, and my son's grandparents live in Kyabram. So I'm all over the place up there.
You're basically the mayor. You're the mayor of Greater Shepparton City Council. Hey, Damien, I want to ask you, and I did touch on it just before about 45 minutes ago, but I was driving at the time and you were talking to JB and Billy about stress. How do you know if you're stressed? And the thing that kind of got me thinking is where your tongue's positioned in your mouth can tell you whether you're stressed or not. How does this work?
Well, your nervous system, the part of the nervous system that governs this is called the autonomic or the automatic nervous system. And you can check in to see what part of that nervous system is working. So there's two parts to that. There's the parasympathetic and there's the sympathetic nervous system. And your sympathetic nervous system is the part that you need getting going first thing in the morning when you need to think fast and think clearly and get moving. And that's your fight or flight response. And so coffee and caffeine and frights and startles, anger, aggression, all those sorts of things fall into the sympathetic nervous system. And generally, if you're in a sympathetic nervous system state, your tongue will be sitting at the top of your mouth, touching the roof of your mouth.
Right.
And then the other side of the nervous system is your parasympathetic nervous system. That's your rest and digest part of the nervous system.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the part of the nervous system that you need to go in after you've eaten food or after or when you're ready to go to bed at night or rest and take it easy. And your tongue should then be sitting behind the bottom row of your teeth. And many a time when people are trying to fall asleep at night and they're suffering with insomnia or their brain's going crazy, their tongue's stuck at the top of their mouth. Now, if you're in a sympathetic fight or flight, you're not going to fall asleep very easily. And so the goal would be to try and bring your tongue to behind your bottom row of teeth and to take some deep breaths. And so I think that's a really simple way to see where you're at.
I always got told every time you go out in the sun, always have your sunglasses on. Taking a walk each day for half an hour and letting the sun get into your eyes can actually help you sleep better. Is that true?
Well, that is absolutely true, Sean, yeah, because what actually happens is that the sun's rays refract through the light, atmosphere, and as the light rays refract and they enter your eyes, they hit the cones and the rods in your eyes, and your cones and your rods signal to the pineal gland to manufacture a hormone called melatonin. And melatonin is responsible for helping us get to sleep at night. So if we don't wear our sunglasses, if we expose our eyes to normal refraction, not staring at the sun, but just normal refraction of the light through the day for up to, say, 20 or 30 minutes a day, we'll actually increase our melatonin, which will help us get to sleep at night.
Talking to Damien Christophe here, wellness expert. Tell me, Damien, with today being Are You OK Day, how important is it with the work you do to actually have that conversation with a mate, a friend? It could be someone that makes you coffee saying, Are you OK?
Oh, Sean, it's a campaign that's very close to my heart, and I think it's very important. I think we all know people that have struggled with depression, and we've seen people that are struggling just in life in general, you know, maybe beyond depression. So I think it's a very important thing to be asking your mates, but it's also important to know where you're at and to see whether or not your stress has kind of gone out of control, because it's actually okay to be stressed. And I think that's totally fine, and your mates could say that they're okay, and you're probably okay if you're stressed, because stress basically means that you care. Like, you actually give two beeps about it, you know. But it's when stress becomes anxiety or it becomes overwhelming that things start to go pear-shaped. And when people get to the point where stress gets overwhelming and then they're anxious about it and they can't fall asleep, then you've graduated to another level of stress. And beyond that level is when people don't sleep well and then wake up, you know, quite sad and despondent, and then they're lacking melatonin, lacking serotonin, and then depression starts to kick in. So I think the sooner we ask if people are okay, and today's a great day to ask that because there's a campaign around, but if we could ask people all the time, are you okay? Hey, is there anything you want to talk about? I think that's a really, you know, a great approach to keep people's stress in check.
Couldn't agree more. There is some great organisations out there like Pucker Up. There's also Lifeline as well. If you or someone you know needs help, head to lifeline.org or give them a call, 13 11 14. Been talking to Damien Christophe. For more information on what he does, his fantastic wellness work, head to damienchristophe.com.